Hello and welcome to the award-winning gutter. I have the award-winning and willing Phil Blundell. I have the award-winning Mo Stewart and the award-winning Josh. The finest of Josh is now the Josh Sexton has left the house and he's not in the building. How many days left in the transfer window, Phil?
I don't know. You're the transfer man.
I don't know.
Is it two? Is it three? I don't know. Is it four? I don't know.
There's some sort of diddle.
Legitimately,
somebody said it was next week.
10 days.
But isn't it the 31st tomorrow?
No, it's 31st on Saturday, mate.
We used up 2 minutes of 20
years. The 29th today, which means it's the 30th tomorrow.
Saturday's 31st.
And Saturday is the 31st, and Sunday is a different month.
Yeah, but it's Monday, which is the day.
Far cry from the last transfer window where we had a lovely time getting excited about Isak and Mark Gahey not signing. Mm. I'll start with you, Josh, actually. No sign of a fucking transfer, to say that under my breath. But still, we're losing players to injury. What fun. Frimpong last night. I don't know if it's going to be a bad one or not.
Didn't look great, did it?
It never looked rude. Just those visions of when Michael Owen used to sprint usually down the left or something, and he'd stop short like he'd been shot.
I was just going to say that, like he'd been shot.
And there was a little bit he'd been shot about that. So you think that could be a grade three tear in about 7-8 weeks or something like that, knowing our luck this season. So Liverpool, something occurred to me at that point. Should have occurred to me before, I thought. If you're saying you're not buying anyone because you don't want to do hasty things and look for short-term fixes and waste money, I get that theoretically and philosophically. But you can't still accept having a squad that's so thin that you ask footballers to play themselves into red zones week in, week out. And I know Slot talked about the games not coming as thick and fast for the next few weeks, but they will again, hopefully. Is it not sort of incumbent upon the manager to use his academy a bit more? And by that, I don't mean just throw an Ioane on for 10 minutes here and go 20 minutes. But go. I think what Jurgen Klopp used to say, when you already make 9 changes and you'd throw in Minamino and kids and what have you after like a 6-game extreme run, people go, are you going to rotate? Was that rotation? He goes, no, I was playing the fittest team available.